Indeed, in the story of Joseph and his brothers, there are signs for inquirers. This is how the story begins. His stepbrothers held a meeting and said to one another, "Joseph and his brother Benjamin are loved more by our father than us, even though we are a group of 10 and can help him more than them. In fact, our father is clearly mistaken. Let us kill Joseph or throw him out to some far-off land, so that the attention of our father turns exclusively towards us. After that, we may again become righteous people." At this, one of them said, "Do not kill Joseph, but if you must, throw him into some dark well, so that he may be picked up by some passing caravan." After this meeting, they asked their father, "O our father, why is it that you do not trust us with Joseph, though we are his sincere well-wishers? Send him with us tomorrow that he may play and enjoy himself. We shall take good care of him." Their father said, "I will be worried if you take him away, for I fear lest a wolf should eat him up while you are off guard." They said, "If a wolf could eat him despite our number, then surely we would be worthless people." When after such persistence, they were able to take him away, they resolved to throw him into a dark well. "We revealed this to Joseph. A time will come when you will admonish them about this act of theirs. Now they do not perceive its consequences." At nightfall, they returned to their father weeping. They said, "Oh, our father, we went off to compete in racing with one another and left Joseph by our belongings, and a wolf ate him. But you will not believe us, even though we are telling the truth." As proof, they brought his shirt stained with false blood. "No," he cried, "your souls have tempted you to evil. I need good patience. Allah alone can help me against that which you assert." On the other side, a caravan passed by and sent a water carrier who let down his bucket into the well. Seeing Joseph in it, he shouted with joy, "Good news! I found a young boy!" They concealed him like trade merchandise. Allah knew what they did. They brought him to Egypt and sold him for a petty price, a few silver coins. They had such a low estimation of him.